I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
Light off any fireworks and get it done? If not this year, maybe in the past, maybe you've been a part of that. We had a big family deal, and you know, you always get at least one. We had a couple duds. Yeah, and in the fireworks, it covers both. Everyone at your house, sitting in the dark, seeing what's going on everywhere else, but eagerly waiting for something to do something in your house, but it just sits in the dark. Disappointing expectations. No burst of glory lighting up the darkness at your house. Just nothing. Just nothing. Well, maybe you know that fireworks without fireworks aren't technically fireworks. But do you want to know, oh foolish man? And I just love how the New American Bible translates it. It says, do you want proof, you ignoramus? It's just funny that's in the Bible. You want proof, you ignoramus, that faith without faith works is dud. I mean, dead. But it is a dud. And now, we shouldn't have to say this here, but we have to say it every time. It is not that faith produces salvation. That is not it. Just, no, the opposite. It is that salvation produces shining works of faith. The same way a lit lamp, we're told, or a Roman candle, we'll say, produces light. That's our fire proof. You want proof? Proof's in the fire down here in the dark. And while under Roman rule, John the Baptist, for instance, was a burning and shining candle. And I'm not even going to make a Roman candle joke. But when it comes to the light of the wicked, we're told that, well, this is what makes him so wicked. The spark of his fire shall not shine. So the light shall be dark in his dwelling. And here's the thing. On the hill above the sea, Jesus told his freshly appointed, very amateur, very immature apprentices the same thing he would tell us right now. You are the light of the world. You're now the light of the world. It's you. Not should be, could be, or even will be, but ready or not, you are. You go, ew, but I fizzle out. You're the light. But I'm a punk. So give them a light. But I've got a short fuse. But you're the light of the world. You just are. But I thought Jesus said he was the light of the world. Yes, 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 yes. He said, I am the light of the world. Yes. But then added, whoever follows me. Because he's the light, so it just stands to reason. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, because he's leading them. And then he added, yeah, I must do the work, I must work the works of him who sent me. And thus, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world, as are we. He projects it, and we reflect it. A responsibility not to be taken lightly, because people don't light a lamp and put it under a basket, not even under Roman rule. That's how you put it out. But where do they put it? They put it on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. So see, in the exact same way, take your stand, fire up your faith, and let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So your good works are making other people give glory to God. So let's just define what it is, mainly and mostly, because when all in the house can actually see the visible transformation taking place, happening in you as you reflect more and more of his love and treat them, the people in the house, more and more the way he would treat them. They can't help but ooh and awe at the changes he's causing, that's sparking and igniting the progress you're making. And that, right there, that is the burning and shining light from your, we'll just call it your fireworks stand. Y'all got your fireworks stand. And that glorifies him. And I'm curious, I don't think, have I ever told you, Char and I had a dozen fireworks stands back in the day. I don't know if I've ever told you that. Oh yeah, there's back in the day. But I got to tell you, we had this one fireworks stand on the main drag in Birch Bay, right? You know, that road along the water, halfway through town, right there, great spot. And we were so surprised. Sales were great on the 4th. And we were so surprised. There was two other competing stands, and they both closed early on the night of the 4th. And we couldn't figure out why. They said, it's too wild. It's too crazy. And we said, we're staying open. They said, well, good luck with that. And the police closed the road, and it turned into this giant block party. Great. That was absolutely great, because the masses got very lubricated and started buying fireworks like drunken sailors. And the buying part was great, but my goodness, it was just so many people deep, and they're just coming up with cash going, big ones. And we're just putting things down, and they're just taking them. And we brought all the leftovers from every other stand we had there that night. It was just incredible. And then, as the night went on, they began shooting them into our stand on purpose. It was a thing. Not so great. But I gotta say, small price for such incredible sales. So I said, everyone out except me and this guy, and we grabbed the garbage can lid as a shield, and we fended off bottle rockets and Roman candles for a couple hours and completely sold out of everything, even while under Roman candle rule. Now, that's one of the best nights of my life. A couple of them went inside and exploded in the fireworks. It was nuts. But anyway, we lived. Now, faith works are very much like fireworks, because without faith works, there's nothing to see, because we act on what we trust, right? And we don't act on what we don't trust, because we don't trust it. Which is why James says, hey, show me your faith without the works. You got to have the works, which you can't show it without, because there's nothing to see. But I do like, it turns out the Lord really enjoys his believers the way I enjoy my burgers, with the works. He wants the works, baby. And that's why James says, I will show you my faith by my works, because they shine the light of life, which is growth. Right? Of the living, growing glory of God in our life. And he says, you believe, you may know this passage. I love this passage. You believe that God is one, Father, Spirit, Son. Okay, you do well. You do well. You know, but do realize the demons also believe and shudder. He's probably referencing demons that came out of many people when Jesus prayed, right? Shouting, you are the Son of God, as they went. Because, see, by his works, even they knew he was the Christ. Yeah, the prince of darkness may be many things, but he ain't an atheist. I'll tell you that. And if faith was merely a matter of intellectual recognition, even those screaming demons would be saved. FYI, back in the day, Char and I actually sold something called Screaming Demons. And so we sold Screaming Demons, and James says, we're pretty much neck and neck with the demons until we start to act according to the claims of the one we claim to trust. So pick a team and take a stand, for it is by grace you have been saved to do good works. Because I say this one a lot, he's made perfect forever. Those who are being made holy. You see, it's the being made there. It is the being made that shines the light of life and truth to everyone in the house. Albeit usually, you know, in our lives, it's in short bursts and flashes. But it lights things up down here nonetheless. He projects, we reflect. So are you? Are you reflecting what you're receiving in ever-increasing glory? And if not, why not? Because I guarantee no one in the house wants a dimwitness, a dim witness. No one wants that. Unbelievers don't. Unbelievers want you to act like Jesus. And there's no such thing as an undercover light. Yeah, I was back in the day, I was quite the pyro, I don't know, technic or maniac. It's definitely one of the two. I'm not sure which. I mean, my goodness, I even had bangs. And and back in 1984, we're going back 40 years for this one, I prepared fireworks for a His Place New Year's Eve party. So I got a case of, they still sell these, I got a case of 120 25-shot Saturn missile batteries. They still have them. And I glued them all serpentine to a piece of plywood, making a little, like a little tiny trail between them. And then I tucked all the fuses down into this little miniature hallway that I created between them. And then I filled it with black powder, you know, so that all 3,000 missiles would shoot off more or less simultaneously. Then I gathered the crowd behind the ark at midnight. And everyone stood there ready. I promised them, this is going to be great. And I lit that baby, and it went, foo! And true enough, it lit every one of them all at once and blew them all off the plywood, landing in every direction imaginable. So I've kept a journal forever, and I went and got it out because I wanted to see what I wrote. It's worth reading verbatim. Here's what I wrote about that moment in my journal. The missile batteries blew apart when the gunpowder went off, and they were shooting everywhere, even into the crowd. People were running and hiding and getting hit. It was very exciting, and everyone loved it. I was deluding myself even back then. And so Pops has kept a journal longer than I have, so I went and got my hands on Pops' journal. But what did he write? Here's all he says about it. He gets to that moment and he says, Bruce had his fireworks. It went everywhere, as usual. Oh, live and learn, or don't. Choice is ours, right? Choice is ours. Live and learn, or don't. But I'll tell you this, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. Those who lead many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. The stars leading the wise? That sounds like the star that led the wise men. That's our job now, to lead others to Jesus. You're the shining star. For every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. That's our Father. That means we're little lights. And he brought us forth. That means, you know, gave us birth. We're reborn. He brought us little lights forth by the word of truth. Therefore, be doers of the word, because it's truth. Because anyone who merely listens to the word that they consider to be truth, but does not do what it says, they're like a guy who looks at his face in a mirror and forgets what he actually looks like. Because we forget what we're supposed to look like or what we actually maybe do in the spiritual realm. For man is made in God's image and reflects God's glory. For God has shown in our dark hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because we're here to mirror his brilliance in our darkness. Because to receive is to reflect, like a mirror. But here's the thing. We all beholding, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord in the face of Christ, are being transformed, right? It doesn't happen all at once. We are being transformed into the same image, but from, you know, dimwit glory to, or dim-lit glory, to bright light glory, from glory to glory. And here's why. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, of course, because he is the projected image of the invisible God. You see, projected light, like a movie projector, is measured in lumens, okay? Whereas reflected light, like the movie screen, is measured in units of gain. So you have lumens and gain. But how fitting is that, that the reflector is measured in gain, since Paul says to die to sin is what?
To gain.
It's the gain. It's gain. Okay. And the more reflective the screen, the more lumens can be seen. So the big question is, how many lumens of grace are you reflecting to all in the house? Because that totally depends on how much gain you're gaining from how much sin to which you're dying. So, what's consuming your lumens? Because holding on to sin is like a movie screen holding on to filth. Those stains reduce our gains. And anyone who claims to be in the light, but, you know, still hates his brother, is actually still in the darkness. They just don't know it. Because God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. So if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet we just keep walking in the darkness, we're not growing in our glowing, we lie mostly to ourselves and do not live by the truth, the word of truth. And boy, you and I, we are very self-deceiving when it comes to acclimating to darkness. I got a great example to show you. What color is that black circle? And I'll give you one hint. It's not black. Because think about it. That screen is white, right? It's bright white. Projectors only project light. They don't project dark. So why does that circle seem so dark? Contrast. That's all. Contrast. Let's make the entire screen the same color as the circle. And now if we turn the lights on, you would see that, well, that wasn't black at all. That's what color that circle actually is. The blackness only appears when the surrounding reflected light is intensified and magnified, and let's just say glorified. Because you see, without the contrast of light, no one would notice the absence of light. You gotta have the contrast. And likewise, we can only see, as humans, we can only see what we're missing when we see what we're missing out on. Which is why it's so crucial that you and I are reflecting what he's projecting. Because the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel, the good news of the glory of Christ. And here's the gospel, the good news right here, who is the image of God. So come on, let your light shine, right? Let your light shine, for the glory of the Lord is shining upon you. Why? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Let's fulfill that at your house. And upon those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, two different things. Where am I at? and the shadow of death, the light of life has dawned on them, okay? They sat in the region. This is all about Jesus coming, and the region is where he went, and saw the people who sat in darkness in the region and in the shadow of death. Any idea what the shadow of death is according to Scripture? Shadow of death. You should know this one. Aging. Aging. Our years down here lengthen like a shadow as we draw ever closer to death's door. It says, so many examples. I'll give you three from the Psalms. It says in the Psalms, my days are like a shadow that lengthens, and I fade away like an evening shadow, because in truth, each of us journeys through life like a shadow. So in light of all this, Lord, what am I really waiting for? You are my hope. And in truth, I will tell you, I want to see the light and be in the light on that final night. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. This is the Skagit Valley of the shadow of death. That shadow of death is over this whole world, we're told. So you want to shine in ways that brings dad praise, offer the contrast, okay? Because it's the only way they can see the darkness is by the light. Offer the contrast that only comes from intensifying your reflecting of the light that you're receiving, that he's projecting. And please don't lie to yourself along the way. To receive is to reflect. Because light is eagerly emitted from the truly committed. Which is where we, our Father's very amateur and immature ambassadors, come in. Because God has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. And because of that, he has already given us the ministry of reconciliation. So ready or not, we are ambassadors for Christ, the light of the world, the light of life. And as the light of life said, I now send you to turn them from darkness to light. So cast off the works of darkness, the opposite of your fireworks. That's your dark works. Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light, for you were once darkness. You know how it goes, but now you are light in the Lord. So live as children of light and grow and show your shining works of faith. Become blameless. Become harmless children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom, because of the contrast, you shine as lights. You really do. You know, you can almost hear some of your friends saying, what's that? You'd like to know why I've stopped dropping the F-bomb and how I seem to have more peace and hope when all hell breaks loose? Well, allow me to shed some light. Because at the end of the day, everyone, and I mean everyone, even if they don't know what they believe or what words to put it in, I guarantee everyone longs to escape the darkness of sin from without and within. Because this whole world has a fatal heart condition. It's filled with darkness. But God sends his lumens through us flawed humans. Because we are done for down here. Unless we can get a peacemaker implanted in that ticker before it's too late. So don't just pray for peace. Make peace with all in your house by shining your light, by reflecting his love in ever-increasing measure. Because ready or not, like it or not, you are his amateur, probably immature, ambassador. So take a stand and live like a child of the Father of lights and simply do what you already trust to be true. And I guarantee your faith will grow like a fireworks show. And so we'll show this old world just what they've been missing. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we love you and glorify you as our Father of lights by shining your light. Holy Spirit, enlighten us by your word and empower us to do what we trust to be true. Lord Jesus, as we sing and praise, we ask you to illuminate our hearts with the light of your love. And in your name, everybody said, amen. Amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.